speakerphone or anything, just letting you know that we've got the police here at the church at the moment. I'm in the room with a very young disadvantaged boy while people are going off outside. We have beautiful Chase here, who's been doing remarkably well. We're not quite sure what all the kerfuffle's about because everyone's done everything according to what everyone wanted, including blood tests for this poor boy here. Anyways. So the window's open, it's pouring in rain outside. I'm thinking to myself, you know, do you go running outside? What do you reckon, Mr. Chase? You know, what can we do? You know, stresses you out to the max. Don't do you any service, and here you are getting better. Getting really conscious. Just so wrong. The police seem pretty determined, but what do? You run out the window? You know, we got three paddy wagons outside. Pouring in rain, it's all corrugated iron out here. I mean, you could go running along there, but what are you going to do with a four-year-old child like this in your arms, and how far are you going to get? And then what, you know? You know, and it's so dark in here.
Concerned.
No, we are concerned, like as in...
Who was you?
You don't know jack shit.
No, no, I've got an appointment Monday. Right. If you did your job properly,
I'm not... They're all pedophiles.
We get information from lots of different places.
Yeah, well, you better tell us who it is.
Yeah, tell. I want to know who's telling you this. He's not going anywhere. Give me a proper warrant.
Please, ladies, let them go.
Yeah. See you later.
No,
just wait.
They won't talk to you, Peter.
We have an appointment.
They're not talking, Peter. Just listen. That's all you have to do. Record your shit and listen. This will be used in the Supreme Court against corruption between New South Wales. This is done. This is disgusting.
Paul,
this is the worst case of corruption I've ever seen.
Can we please... They're saying because his potassium was low last week. Get the piece... Where's the piece of paper that says it was low?
Well, they don't care. They don't even have medical examiners. They can't even do anything about it. That's what annoys me.
Don't worry. Stay strong. But stay silent.
No, this is disgusting. Keep it live. Tag. Everyone watching, tag. Out to the world. No, I want everyone to see this. So there's an army outside this church. Everyone tag now. They're trying to take Chase. Tag everyone you know into this right now.
If we had a photo of him, who's this?
Make this shit! We're only a small
part of it. Okay, please share this video with the world. Make it go viral. Docs are trying to take Chase. They have not done it now. They've taken the mother away and arrested her, right? Make it go viral because we're all getting in trouble. Because the doctor just told the parents that he is not in danger of dying. He is not in any medical danger. He is not in any medical danger. He is not in any medical danger. All right? Share it with the world. Get everyone down here to John Hunter. He is not in medical danger. He is not. The doctor just said he is not in medical danger. But docs are still taking this child because... Because they're, oh my god, because they're all
I would like to see is that the family puts the child in the back of the car.
No, not gonna happen.
And they are willing, even though the order isn't accommodating, they are willing to allow the family to follow them up, and I'll send them to the car.
We are plugged in. Now it's Monday the 22nd of May 2017, and you're listening to the Truth Hammer podcast. Adam and Bernie, we are back again to go over some extremely important and terrifying news, really. But we are trying to do our best here and keep on top of it. But been a very sad time in Australia for a lot of people. But doing our best to inform the public and many people overseas, showing great interest here about this case. We're going to go through it tonight, but folks can get this podcast, and this is just extra content I'm putting out through Crassfiles, so crassfiles.com. Everything is up there. Links to social media, links to our other website, Open Source Truth. You can check out great blogs over at Renegade Tribune. Go on to Twitter, YouTube, plenty going up, heaps of videos going up. And Bernie Smith from truthlibrary.info plugged in again. Dive into the deep end, mate.
Yeah, so
we still introduce us anyway about what's going on. We're just going to keep charging forward here.
So we're on Monday now. On the Friday evening at 5:30, so right after all the courts closed and can't really fight it anymore, police and child services walked into the church where Sinai and Mike were with their son Chase. We've talked about them before. I won't go in much about the story behind Chase. I mean, it's obviously he has cerebral palsy. Doctors and parents have a different way of looking at treatment. The parents like to do it natural medicine instead of the pharmaceutical chemical medicine. They like to feed him organic food instead of the synthetic formula. And the doctors don't like this. There's been an fight going on for a while. There was an Amber Alert that we talked about in our last Truth Hammer podcast, which was horrible. Put them all in the news. And then on Friday at 5:30, Chase was actually taken. But it didn't go all to plan. I'll play this. Look, so at the truthlibrary.info, if you go to truthlibrary.info/blog/ the Chase saga continues, and then it's the, and then what do you call them? The little lines. They got a name. Can't remember. But anyway, if you go to truthlibrary.info on top of the page, it'll show up with the Chase Saga Continues blog, which is a live blog that has been updated ever since Friday evening up till today, a couple of minutes ago.
I'm copying and pasting that onto Kras files, so it's pretty much a replica of what you're putting up. So you're probably putting up more stuff, but there is a tab there at the top of Kras files on that article that says updates, and it links to Truth Library for folks out there, especially overseas.
We'll just start with this new chapter that started on Friday. So the police and child services came in. You can hear it in background. I'm trying to take Chase. You know, the kids are there. The other kids, his sisters, are there. There's, you know, lots of people there. The police is kind of a stalemate because everybody's trying to stop them from taking Chase. So in the end, a deal is made with the parents where the parents say, all right, we'll go to the hospital. But you're saying that he's got low potassium levels. You're saying he's done this. We're saying he's healthier than ever. So we'll go to the hospital for a doctor to look at him. So they went to the hospital voluntarily to see the doctor because they thought what was in the court order, and I'll read it out, what was in the court order and point out, because that's probably a good way to start. So they say the reasons why the child is being removed from the premises or place, and it's medical neglect. The results of a blood test taken from Chase at John Hunter Hospital on May 1st. Now, obviously, this was on May 19th. On May 18th, there was actually another blood test done. And those results show that what they're saying in here, that they indicate that the level of potassium was at a critically abnormal level, which can place him at risk of life-threatening cardiac arrhythmia and muscle weakness. So that was the first reason they were going to take Chase. And the blood test that was done after the 1st of May actually contradicted that. So they failed to look at the actual real information, so they cherry-picked. Since that time, his parents have failed to attend the required follow-up medical appointments at John Hunter Hospital. They had trouble with transportation, so they rescheduled, and this is what happened. They called the hospital and rescheduled an appointment. And this was pointed down in the court documents as failed to attend a required follow-up medical appointment. Medical staff notified the parents that it's critically important that Chase's potassium levels were checked by the 17th of May 2017 and gave them options of doing this that didn't involve them having to go to the hospital. They did. They were checked. There's not even anything else I can say. Chase has a complex medical background and severe cerebral palsy. All of his food is given by a gastrotomy button. He has been medically assessed as being severely malnourished due to not being fed an appropriate diet since at least January 2017. Although he's been multiple courts hearings in Queensland since January 2017, and every time the family won. So we can say fairly well that all this stuff that they used against the family to take Chase was a bit cherry-picked and bullshit, to say the least.
So the parents are currently in Newcastle. They're in a church there, where they have access to cannabis oil.
They've been there since the Amber Alert.
So they're originally from Queensland, and that's where it kind of all started, didn't it? And then she went down to Newcastle, New South Wales, about a couple of hours from where I am. And so it's started at the John Hopkins Hospital, is it? So
what it John, is? John Hunter.
John Hunter Hospital,
yeah.
In Newcastle. Hospital. The Children's Hospital, yeah, they've taken the boy, so from
well, so
from,
no, they took in at first they took the parents, went voluntarily to the hospital. People followed them.
Was that after the house they came into?
That was after the house. They'd agreed to go to the hospital, so police didn't have to take Chase.
That's important to mention. The Child Protection Service docs as well came into their house. They were there with this.
Yeah, it was a child protection, child services operation that needed assistance of police. So then, because it was all going out of control, it was Facebook Live, people didn't like it, I think, so they decided, let's get him into the hospital. So they went to the hospital, and what happened there later on all came out. So Sinai was put in a psych ward room with Chase, which they could follow her on camera. And she was there with Chase. She still had a phone on her. People spoke to her, including me. At that time, she was just waiting on a doctor to assess. Later on, a doctor that we can't say the name of right now, but we definitely know his name, and he knows that we know his name, and he knows what he said, came out and told Sinai and Mark that Chase was healthy, that his blood levels were fine, and that he didn't see any reason why he couldn't go home with them that night. He just had to clear it with DOCS, the Department of Child Services. Mark then went to the toilet while the doctor went out and got barricaded. And this is, like, people might go like, oh, this is a bit weird. No, this is what happened. Mark got barricaded. They locked the toilet door on him, the father of Chase, so he couldn't get out of the toilet. And at the same time, they actually took Chase from Sinai, his mother's arms. She was holding on to him. She gave up in the end when she saw the terror in Chase's eyes from 10 people trying to grab his mother, and while she was trying to hold him. She was then dragged out of the hospital and put into a police car and arrested. Protesters or people, friends of theirs that were outside, got pepper sprayed asking questions. And Sinai was driven off like a criminal, and Chase was taken.
The father was locked
in the toilet.
In a toilet by the police?
By doctors, by police. But they don't know. There's photos of his testimony is up as well. He did a Facebook Live that evening. He tells all about it. There is photos on the Truth Library of the court documents. There is photos of Sinai's arm with massive bruises after the police heavy-handed her. Then, you know, like that night, Graham Little actually, so we all know Graham from the Truth Hammer podcast in the past, who's been a massive advocate for this family, found his way from Hastings in Victoria to Newcastle in New South Wales by plane and cars and people helping him out and taxis and I don't know what, but we got him there with the help of lots of people because lots of people get it together. He got there in the middle of the night, went to the hospital, asked questions and got evicted. Asked them questions like, how can it be that Chase can be without representation? He can't talk. He's been taken away from his family. It's very illegal. You know, family doesn't know where he is. It's just a ridiculous situation. So the next day,
this is medical kidnap as well. We must strongly word that as well, Bernie. We forgot to say this is a medical kidnapping by the state and so-called child protection services. We all know about them taking place right now in this country. So we need the help of everybody we can get. We have massive support, but we have a cruel medical kidnap taking place right now of a child who's been taken from his parents. And as you just heard there from yourself, Bernie, to lock the father in the room, to take the child from a screaming mother, pepper spray people, absolutely horrific. I can't believe that this is Australia, but it's happening as we speak right now.
Another little twist was that 2 days before this medical kidnap happened in Newcastle in New South Wales, they received correspondence from Queensland that they have a court date tomorrow on the 23rd of May, the Tuesday, in Brisbane, about this case. So now you have the situation where the New South Wales state government has taken guardianship over Chase and is refusing to tell the parents where Chase is, but the parents officially still have custody, so now have to go to Brisbane tomorrow to fight to keep that custody in Queensland, even though they don't have their kid. It's an absolute ridiculous situation. Anyway, we'll talk about that more tomorrow after that happens because I don't even know how that works. I don't think the magistrate will have a clue. It'll be interesting to see how they're going to handle that.
This is great. Has Chase's mum and dad been able to see him since he was snatched?
No.
They haven't
nobody,
been able to check no, in on him or even just have no, a glance?
Nobody is allowed.
Their own anybody. Child.
They're not even a representative from the family, not even a representative from the Church of Ubuntu. No legal representatives have been stopped from seeing him, knowing where he is. It's medical kidnap.
Mention the church a little bit there, Bernie, for followers about the church that she has been staying at as well.
Yeah, so the Church of Ubuntu is a they're famous for medicinal cannabis, really. That's one of their main things. They help a lot of people out with that. They've been an amazing support for Sunai and Mark over these last probably 8 to 10 months that he's been on the cannabis oil. They have been fighting for him. They've been fighting for the legalization of medical cannabis in Australia for years. They know that these laws that are being brought in now are all a sham. They are there to support the pharmaceutical companies to have their own synthetic marijuanas on the market, but not actually let any real growers of marijuana make their own cannabis oil and create the good stuff, which is what they've got. And they've been scrutinized for it, and there's been many cases about that, but that's a whole different story.
It's very important to mention the change of this young little boy Chase. I've seen the pictures certainly, and the change since, because he's having a lot of seizures in the days, and it's been through a very rough life so far. And it seems to me, although I've not met the family, but seems to me and many people that the organic sort of pure food diet, and along with that cannabis oil that he is taking, is making a massive, massive change. You can see it in the pictures. I mean, you know, he looks like a handsome little young guy, you know? I mean, you can see his eyes, his face, his skin's glowing. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. I can't believe this is happening in this country, my friend. My God, a plant.
No, it is absolutely, and the tremendous steps forward that Chase has made. When I first met him in December of last year, December 2016 was the first time I met Chase, he was he couldn't focus on stuff with his eyes. He didn't move his hands coherently. He's now grabbing stuff. He's actually pointing at stuff. He's smiling, looking, like actually like making eye contact with his mom and sisters. There's a beautiful Facebook Live somewhere on Facebook of his older sister being all happy because she made Chase smile for the first time in years. And it's like this beautiful, heartbreaking little movie of this little six-year-old girl, I think she is, just, you know, being absolutely so glad that she made her brother smile. And, you know, it's those kind of things that he's doing again now that he hasn't been doing in 3 years. And, yeah, there's also a heart-wrenching movie of his older sister, saying, please bring Chase back. My mom's really sad. I'm really sad. We really miss him. And it's just, it really is heartbreaking to see this family. And they have absolutely, there's no reason. His family has done everything they can. There is no neglect, nothing like that at all. The only reason they've taken this kid is because of feeding. And they want to give him the hospital stuff. And they don't want him on cannabis oil. They want him on pharmaceutical drugs. Those are the only reasons that they take. It's 100% medical kidnap. They don't leave the parents' choice for having a natural way, even though it works. That's probably why they've done it, because they're afraid, because they can see it works. That's what I believe anyway. They don't want people to know that this works.
I said in a comment, Bernie, that what they're doing, saying getting him off cannabis oil and an organic diet and stripping him away from his parents, and he needs to be with his mum and dad, needs to be with his mum right now. You know, I mean, it's what they're ridiculous, outrageous what they're doing. But I made a comment that it's like taking a healthy adult person and saying that, hey, you have to go on back-to-back airline flights. Yeah. You know, here from Australia overseas to eat airline food because you're too healthy. You know, it's like the judge ordering you to go and fly on planes and eat airline food. I mean, they're ordering him back into a system that's going to kill this boy. I mean, it's just incredible what's going on. But we know what's behind it all. We know what's behind it all. It's totally totally sickening. You know,
well, the sport has been amazing, I have to say. There was protest in Newcastle at the John Hunter Hospital over the weekend.
It has been amazing, yeah.
Yeah, the protest at Lady Cilento in Brisbane. Tomorrow, this podcast is up tomorrow, the 23rd of May on Tuesday at 9 o'clock. They have the court case at Beenleigh Court in Brisbane. There'll be a little gathering outside there as well to show support for Chase. You know, we're getting people out there, and people, I mean, just seeing the tremendous stuff on Facebook, I've never seen anything like it. I'm posting a picture it gets 150 shares within 10 minutes. And, people are, you know, living with this family. They see that this is ridiculous.
Bernie, what's the name of the guy that, was with Chase in the bedroom when the docs and police came into the house with the blonde curly hair?
I think his name is BJ.
He looks after he's a family acquaintance, is he? Like a friend? He was, I played a video at the start of this podcast. It was quite an incredible video. He was in the room with Chase just doing a Facebook Live post when all the drama was taking place outside the door when the docs were there, and he was in bed with Chase, this little boy looking around, you know, started to look a little bit anxious. He was getting a bit anxious there. It was such an amazing video of that situation while all that was taking place in the living room, you know. These people come in the middle of the night, you know, and take your child. Yeah. Take your child. That's what they're doing now in this country, taking our children.
As far as I know, his name is Paul. He's part of the Ubuntu crew that have been amazing in all this and been fighting tirelessly. I mean, I don't think many people who are at the forefront of this fight have slept much over the weekend, to be honest. I think most of them had 2-3 hours sleep at night at max.
Imagine having your children taken from you, Bernie. And not only that, being pepper sprayed and arrested, and then not even being able to see if they're all right or where your child is, not knowing. in Australia, in Australia, having your child taken like that. And so go back a bit, Bernie. What was the reason for the docs and police raid to abduct this boy?
Well, so the
potassium levels, is that it?
Yeah, so the potassium levels were the main reason, yeah. And the latest blood test, I mean, the doctor said that actual order didn't hold any truth because he checked it and he said, no, he's fine. He can go home with you. I just have to go to docs to clear it with them. So the doctor went into docs and docs would have been like, no, we got to take him anyway. And they locked Mark, the father, in the toilet and they took him.
This has come from docs. They've gone and got an order for this. And we know about docs. They abduct children from all over the place. And a bunch of pedophiles, in my opinion. And they've been in a lot of trouble. We know about these people.
There's definitely been links with pedophiles in docs. So we can leave it at that.
You don't want them to take your children. Anyone can type into Google Australian docs.
I'm all for if you're neglecting your children and if you treat your kid like a dog, I'm all for the state stepping in and making sure that the children get their chance in life. But that's not the case here. The case here is a loving family that loves him, that takes care of him with everything they've got. Yeah.
This is child abduction. And the amazing thing for me is I'm watching this video of these really great people out front of the hospital in Newcastle trying to help get this boy back to his mother. And the police are over there monitoring everyone and guarding the hospital and coming over and questioning people. And you're thinking, why aren't the police going into that building and arresting these child snatchers? Why are they harassing people who want to get the child back to his mother? I mean, where the hell am I living?
Let me just mention now for everybody that's listening and hasn't done it yet, there is also a change.org petition going around. It's up to 35,000 people now, which is, 24 hours, I think it is, maybe a little bit more. So, and it's called Malcolm Turnbull, Bring Chase Walker Stevens Home to His Family. So
how many signatures on that at the moment?
I think it's over 35,000 now.
That's great. It was only a couple of days old.
Yes, it's definitely going. There's videos here. There's a beautiful video of people actually supporting Chase by having signs with Bring Chase Home and We Stand With Chase and I Stand With Chase signs with people with little children. There's videos being made. People really came together. There's been other people that have found some information that I haven't been able to confirm in any way that this has to do with why Chase has been taken at this point, but it would make a lot of sense because it's about a professor, Rosalind Boyd, who is doing trials on children with cerebral palsy at the Lady Salento Hospital. It's the one in Brisbane that they ran away from, and she received many grants. Well, one of her massive grants she got was about nutritional status in children and young people with cerebral palsy, funded by Nutritia. Let Nutritia be the company that is supplying the formula that the hospital wants to put Chase back onto. So it seems to be, obviously the doctor has a financial gain to push this feeding regimen. So again, if it's true or not, if it has to do with this kid being abducted at the moment, I don't know. But it definitely opens up a lot of, more corruption claims. And it just shows that people don't really, the people that don't really understand the medical system, how much corruption is actually going on. Because it's all this stuff that is,
They've tried to take Chase before, which we did another podcast on, and he was returned. And he's gone back home with his mum and dad. I mean, he's never been healthier. It's the best place for him. But these people have come around and stabbed everybody in the back here, haven't they? And they've come into their house and completed this child snatching for no particular reason. It just stinks to me. It's so bizarre that this has happened. It's hard to work out what's really going on. Do we know? Is there any idea of, do we know for certain that that he is still in that hospital in
Nobody knows. Nobody knows where he is. He
He was supposedly taken into John Hunter Hospital, right?
Yeah, so
he was taken into there.
Yeah, so protesters yesterday at Lady Salento spoke to somebody from Lady Salento who said that Chase was not there, and that they have nothing to do with this.
That's in Brisbane, right?
Yeah. So, as far as we know, he's still in New South Wales, but we don't. We actually don't know. Nobody actually knows. The parents don't know. Nobody knows where he is.
He was taken into that John Hunter Hospital building, though, originally.
That's where he was taken.
He was taken in there, but they wouldn't tell anyone where he was taken inside the building.
Yeah. They don't know if he's still there. They don't know when he's saying anything. Yeah, it's an... horrible situation, really. He's been kidnapped. He was stolen from his parents' hands he's been missing. He's now being held by people unknown to the child. He's in immediate danger of being fed poison.
This is the thing. I mean, you know, they can come up with wild stuff, but, you know, I mean, at least let the parents see that their boy's okay, but not letting anyone see him. And this is very crazy. This is an abduction.
Yeah, and then on top of that, they refused to take his medical cannabis, showing that on Friday already when they took him, people tried to give them the medicinal cannabis for people to use, and the hospital refused it. So, if anything, nobody knows, but if he's been seizuring, they probably put him in a coma because that's what they used to do.
So,
and Chase's his parents have been told that every time he seizures, he's got a 20% chance of dying, and his parents are beside themselves because we're all actually beside ourselves because he might actually be getting killed in there.
Do you know about the seizures, Bernie, on how much Chase has improved since starting the cannabis oil and roughly how many seizures he was having before the cannabis oil?
He was having up to 100 seizures a day before the cannabis oil. He could have up to 100 a day. He went on the cannabis oil and it reduced straight away dramatically. He was 47 days seizure-free at one point.
My God.
Like you don't even have to look at like those numbers because just look at his Facebook videos and to see the difference in his face.
Incredible difference. It's a remarkable difference.
Yep. And I'm telling you, when he comes out of this, if we ever get him back, which I do count on because I don't see how they can keep this up because it's just illegal and they don't have a foot to stand on. But yeah, you're fighting the government, so.
My God, I hope as many people as we can get. I know with the numbers on my website and yours, Bernie, and on Facebook and what we're seeing and the videos and the support for this family has astounded me even over just the last couple of days. I can't keep up with it. It's unbelievable. I hope people are listening to what we're saying here overseas. You know, I really do. In the US and Canada and Europe, listeners all over, I hope you're listening to this, what they're doing to this child just because he's getting better on cannabis oil. I mean, how low and disgusting can you possibly get? Kill this child?
Lots of people are like, what's the motive? Well, it's a very easy to understand motive for everybody. It's money.
That's right.
Money for health and pharmaceutical industries that they're going to miss out on when kids like this are cash cows for the medical system. Absolutely. Their whole life. If they live 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30
of
years,
course.
30 years, they're going to be in and out of hospital constantly. They're going to be in and out of care, or they're going to have care for the rest of their lives. They're going to be on medication for the rest of their lives if the pharmaceutical company gets their way, and they're just the government will just pay for it from our tax money. If these kids go on medical cannabis, get a better quality of life and live a happier life.
God.
They don't make money, and that is the only reason they're doing this. It's absolutely disgusting. They're not doing this to say, because the parents are bad. The parents aren't bad. The parents have been given, massive compliments in court over and over again. I think it's seven times in a row now they've won. And every time the judges said they're doing a great job. So that's not it. Even though that's what they're trying to make it out to be. And that's how the media still pushes anti-vaccination. They're anti-vax. They're anti-vax. They're anti-vax. They've, you know, we talked about this last time.
They've tell us how they're not anti-vax.
Well, they vaccinated all their three children to start
with. That's right.
You know, they all got vaccinated. Yes, they don't.
So Chase is vaccine damaged. That's what we're thinking. Well, or is that absolute 100%?
It started after the vitamin K. He was fine before that.
There you go.
You know, what's absolute 100% in medical terms? I don't know. But I would say very, very likely, yes, that he's vaccine damaged. That seems to be another reason they're trying to, you know, make this story go away.
You mentioned a formula as well. That was interesting, a formula they've been feeding him. Is this a specific type of formula for that condition that he has, or is it just a general hospital one?
No, it's a specific formula that is made for people like Jays who have a PEG, so who are being PEG-fed.
It feels like they're testing this on him as well.
Well, so, I mean, this Rosalind Boyd, who is the doctor, you know, for cerebral palsy, apparently, at the Lady Salento that doesn't want to let him go and wants to keep, you know, get control of him, is the one doing all these tests and has been giving massive grants to, you know, do stuff for Nutritia, who is the company behind it.
These are the baby formula poisoners.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the thing. It's not, if you look, I mean, I've got here a picture on the blog as well of the actual ingredients. So water, maltodextrin, vegetable oils, whey protein.
God help
concentrate for milk, even though it's made for kids that are lactose intolerant. Sodium cachinate for milk, emulsifiers, soy, fish oil, acidity, really good. But now we go into the more chemical stuff, potassium hydroxide, sodium chloride, tricalcium phosphate, potassium chloride, calcium hydroxide, tripotassium citrate, sodium L-oxorbate, choline chloride, carotenoids, and I'm not even halfway.
So according to the Australian media and the government and people like Jane Hansen, this is good.
This is what they want to feed him over organic avocados and bananas.
And cannabis oil. This is better than that.
And they're saying because he's too light, because, you know, obviously his little buddy is getting used to getting organic food after he was fed this shit. I mean, excuse my language, but I don't know how to call it anything else. You know, this absolute crap. Yeah.
Well, pigs wouldn't eat it.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And I mean, yeah, you know, stuff like Pretromongolic lactamic acid.
It's poison. Poisoning. They're poisoning your kids.
Hydrochloride.
Yeah.
Sodium fluoride. So there's actually fluoride in it.
These formula fed kids, Bernie, they're all overweight. You know, they're all overweight and they can't eat. Everything they eat comes straight out. They get diarrhea. They're pooing everywhere. It's going all up their back, all over their nappies. You give them a dry cracker and they poo everywhere. They've got rolls of fat all over their bodies on this formula, you know, and not being breastfed. Terribly unhealthy and damaged immune systems for life.
Yeah, so the last time they tried to take Chase, they put it on the weight. And that was actually said, like, okay, so his weight was too low for his age. But they use the normal boys chart and not the cerebral palsy chart, you know, for boys that actually can't walk and don't have muscle tone. And that was another great one. They were like, oh, he doesn't have normal muscle tone for a four-year-old boy. The kid has never walked. Of course he doesn't have normal muscle tone. You know, like, it's just ridiculous stuff they're trying to use to get him into, to get him into the care, really. And now they've done it again, but this time they've actually succeeded by doing it at 5:30 on a Friday afternoon. And, you know, there's been QCs that have been really helpful today that have been drafting up injunctions and stuff. I don't know exactly what they're doing in court, but lots of stuff is happening behind the scenes. There's a big team now coming together for this family. You know, hopefully something will happen soon because it's – you know, there's just no way that people can stand for this.
It's not possible. This sets a very dangerous example. I think Chase is you know, sets an example for us all, Bernie, and I think this should be enough to, you know, spook everybody in this country, you know, because you could wipe all the anti-vaxxer and pro-vaxxer and all the name-calling and the media spin and propaganda and rubbish and fear-mongering off the table. This is medical kidnapping. And, yep. You know, that's what it is, for absolutely no reason. This is, these people are going into the business now of kidnapping our children. And if we let this stand and this and this goes further and we can't make this stop, what does that mean for the rest of us? What does that mean for other people who don't want to vaccinate their kids but have healthy unvaccinated children at home? You know, I mean, are they going to get their houses raided? Are they going to be held down on the carpet and have their kids taken and force vaccinated? I mean, that's where we're going in this country. It's happening in the US. This is medical kidnap, and now it's reared its ugly face in this country. This is an extreme red alert warning for everybody in this country to stop this and snuff this out as fast as we can and get this boy back and make sure it doesn't happen again. As you said, Bernie, yeah, if there's cases where kids are being abused, of course we want them to go in and investigate that and help these children in real abuse cases. This is not so. This is medical kidnapping of a boy that needs to be with his mum because he's healthy on cannabis oil. You don't know the real motives behind this as well in regards to the cannabis oil and that church as well that are helping him. You know, they want to arrest everybody in Australia that's supplying cannabis oil to families and children who need it, who are seizuring for free, you know? So anyone overseas that thinks that Australia... legalized cannabis oil for even sick people, you're kidding yourselves. They haven't done anything. And this proves it.
Well, and this proves that, you know, at least, I mean, they might want to get cannabis oil in for certain conditions, but not for kids like this, because, as I said, they're cash cows for the system, and the system is not going to allow these kids to be treated the right way, because...
I thought, Bernie, we were going forward in a very positive manner in regards to, people being able to access cannabis oil in Australia more easily. But now I'm seeing very stone cold that isn't the case at all.
Sorry? I just got a message that we're almost at 40,000 now for the petition. So
that's great.
we're moving up. It's going well. And, you know how it works. The more people share, the more people sign, the quicker it goes. It's one of those.
That's right. Things. Yep.
Hopefully, I'm hoping to get 100,000 in a couple of days, to be honest. And, it's addressed at Malcolm Turnbull. And we all know that he's very heavily invested in the pharmaceutical industry. But I hope that he starts feeling the heat from this because this is...
Malcolm's putting on his black silky gloves now, and he's getting into medical kidnapping, it seems. So, you know.
Well, the dogs workers and the police, had they worn leather trench coats, it would have been Gestapo.
That's right.
The way they came into the house, the way they
that's right.
People, it's absolutely horrible. It's just
it's a horror movie.
Yeah. Yep. And the fact is that this family is a loving, caring family. They got a kid that is 4 years old that is in a wheelchair. They've got it very hard financially, and they've done everything they could to do the right thing by their little four-year-old boy, and at the same time give a great life to their two other daughters that they have that don't have, you know, the same problems. And they've been just been dragged and dragged and dragged through the mud by the system because they don't want to give up on their son. Yeah, and that's what it is. They've been so strong in this, and they're not going to give up on him. Other families might have gone already, like, yeah, you know what, just take him. You know, if this is the case, then this is the case. And it might have happened in the past. And we're starting to get reports now of other people where they're saying, this has happened to me. My kid was taken. So... It's just ridiculous. It's not the first one either. That becomes very clear now as well. The Lady Salento Hospital has a very bad track record when it comes to little children, and they're a children's hospital
supplying children. Yeah.
Oh well, they there's a horror story that is actually, you know, anybody can find it online if you search the Lady Salento. But the basis of the story is that a little boy, can't remember exactly how old he was, but he was very small. under five, as far as I know, was brought in, had massive anal tearing, was let go into care of his parents again, and died of collapsed bowel in the end.
That's right.
Because he was raped.
That's right.
And they let him go after they knew he had anal tearing. They let him go. So this hospital obviously cuts corners. It has cut corners in the past. And for some reason, they are doing everything they can with his family. Well, we know which reasons they are. I've just gone through them. But yeah, it's just, it's a horror story. And I mean, I know Sinai and Mike personally. I speak to them. I've spoken to them today and yesterday. And it's just heart-wrenching. And, you know, like I'm not in Brisbane, unfortunately, or in Newcastle, so I can't go over there and give them a hug. But, you know, I do what I can from here. But it's just, you know, like I don't even, I can't even imagine how they feel.
You're doing everything. Oh, my God.
You know, your kid just gets taken in that way. I mean, Mark, I mean, I was talking to him. He's like, told me. He's like, mate, they locked me in the toilet. And then he was banging on the door and saying, like, I'm going to kick this door down. And now they're using that against him.
Of course.
Saying that, oh, yeah, you were violent, so, yeah, you can't come into the hospital.
Of course. They snatch children and that's fine.
Yeah.
No worries.
No, I know. We locked you in a toilet. That's all right. Yeah,
criminals.
You got a little bit angry about that. Yeah, we're going to use that against you. So, obviously...
criminal thugs.
So... yeah, that's where we're at the moment, and I think
I like the Amber Alert thing that you've put up on Truth Library. It just I'll go through it. It's because they put out an Amber Alert on the actual parents. Someone's put out an Amber Alert to get him back.
I made that one today.
It's really good. It just it says here Chase was taken from his parents' hands on Friday, 19th of May, 2017. Chase went missing from the John Hunter Hospital, Newcastle, New South Wales. Chase is now being held by people unknown to the child, and Chase might be in immediate danger of being fed poison. Chase has no access to his medication, which he needs to stay alive and not seizuring. And have seizures. So, and there's a contact there that's on Truth Library. And also, I just want to mention this as well. If people out there want to help this poor family with anything they can, because they're running on hardly anything. Just on truthlibrary.info, you've got the business account info up there to support the family if you want to donate money. And the BSB is 084134 and the account is 393950209. So if people want to just donate $10, $20, if you're overseas, whatever you can do to help these folks, because they're being put through a meat shredder at the moment for no particular reason at all, and they're going through absolute hell, but they have a huge community behind them, indeed, not just here, but all around the world, and it's growing by the day, Bernie. Anything, Bernie, before we plug out, to catch us up, anything recent that we need to be aware of in regards to this case, because it's obviously ongoing, and we're going to do our best to keep people informed as well.
Because you just gave the BSB number and stuff. Let me just say they've got a PayPal as well for people that like to donate from overseas. That might be a good way. So it's a PayPal.me slash Chase Chasing Hope. So Chase, C-H-A-S-E, and then C-H-A-S-I-N-G-H-O-P-E. So Chase Chasing Hope after the PayPal.me slash. That's the PayPal that they set up. And I do know that all that money that comes in is it's only being used for daily running of the family and buying food for people at Ubuntu as well, and their support team, because there's people there from all over Australia that have come together and you know, some without bags and have been there for 3 days. So you know, it's an awesome rallying of people coming together. And
So the people are still in outside the hospital each day. Still.
People go back there every day. There was people there today. They've talked to people there again. They get sent away. They're not allowed in the hospital. They're not allowed to know where Chase is.
Do we sort of have a stronger feeling that he is in that hospital?
There is no. There's no real idea what we have that he is there. But then there is no. He's either, as far as I know, with how the system works, he would either be there. In a hospital, then there's not many hospitals there that he could be, you know, or he's been maybe taken to Sydney, because he's still in New South Wales as far as we know. So, if he's not in a hospital, he would be in a foster care situation kind of thing, I would imagine. So, either way, we don't know where he is, and it's horrible for the parents. For you know, I mean, imagine if you don't know where your kid is. And it's a right of Chase to have representation, to have his family represent him. And if his family is not allowed with him, to have a representative from the family to represent him. And they have not met that right. It's an illegal kidnapping. And that's
crazy. That's right.
It's absolutely crazy. Legal representative goes into the hospital, says, I've got a letter here. I'm a legal representative for the family. I want to see Chase right now. And he's been denied.
My God.
And it's just...
Welcome to Australia 1984.
It's fascism. That's what
My
it is.
My goodness. That's no, right. Well, when you get arrested, you get a phone call, right? Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's, there's no right. You know, so they're just, you know, they're just breaking the law blatantly. And they just don't care.
Above the law, or so yeah. They think.
They lie in order documents so that the people sign off on it so they can take the kid. There's blatant lies in there. And there's not much you can do about it. Once the kid's taken, he's taken.
He's disappeared.
Yep, he's gone. And now we're all fighting for it. And
As I said before, if he was in a hospital room there, at least with a nurse and someone representing the family, if not the parents, were allowed to go in and visually see that he's okay.
Yeah, we don't know.
And then get back to the parents, but this has all been denied. So it's all smoke and mirrors. This is crazy.
Well, and he could very well be that he, on Friday night, was taken into the hospital, was fed the formula that he's allergic to, or that his parents suspect he's allergic to, and other doctors as well, that he would have seizured that night, and that he's been put on some really heavy pharmaceutical drugs and being held in a coma since then. Because that's what they did in the past. And it's a horrible way for a kid that actually had quality of life. It's just ridiculous. And, you know, we don't know if that's true, but I think that's what would have happened if they would have put him back on that formula. So that's what the parents think would have happened. So, yeah, let's plug it soon again when we have more, because that's all we've got at the moment. It's horrible. It's a nightmare.
I do have some friends up there in Newcastle who were on the ground there, just helping out with whatever they could. And so anyone up there in Newcastle, John Hunter Hospital, go and have a look at the great people down there, take some food or whatever for folks, go and meet some people.
We've also said to people, call your local police station.
That's right.
This boy is missing because he's been illegally taken.
That's what they were telling the police there.
Yeah. Report
they're it. They're just playing dead.
We're all witnesses. If you watched that Facebook Live from when he was taken, then you're a witness to this situation. So you can file an missing persons because you're worried about him because you watched it online. And the same goes for the calling the child services number, which is 132111. It's an Australian number. You can only call from Australia, unfortunately. But, call him and ask him, where's Chase? Why's Chase not with his parents? What right do you got taking him? Let's actually make him accountable. Let's make him feel how many people care about this kid. And, obviously be respectful and stuff. And, I mean, like, we've been talking to people there, and I'm always respectful. Those people are just doing their jobs too. They're not all... medical kidnappers, and most of them don't know what's going on. But yeah, if you relay your information and say you're worried about this kid, and they have to report it, they have to write it down, and it's all going into the files. And it's like with the Amber Alert, they've just started something again now. and they've opened up something, and I'm seeing people that, you know, that this is not about anti-vax anymore, even though that's what the media tries to make it every time they write about this.
Calling the mother an anti-vaxxer.
No, but even saying they're calling it an anti-vax stouch. That's the kind of stuff that the terms you're using.
How low can they go?
It has nothing to do with vaccinations. This story has to do with low potassium levels, with food. You know, it was his weight and low potassium levels now.
So he can't have some bananas or
so there's nothing to do with vaccines. Let's just get that very clear. None of the doctors have said that he needs to be vaccinated or that that's the problem. That's not the issue why they're taking him. They're taking him because he's underfed, according to the doctors, which is disputed and been proven in court that it was wrong. Now they're talking about potassium levels, but using tests that were over 2 weeks old, and there was actually newer ones that showed he was healthy.
Do you think, Bernie, just while you're talking there, it just made me think, you know, I think here this case is very, very important because you have a boy here that's been taken from almost the edge of destruction to this absolutely almost brilliant new child with cannabis oil and this healthy diet. And because Cindy, the mother, is so gung-ho and so at the throat of the system, and she's a mother protecting her child like any mother would, and she's going at the system big time, and she's going live on Facebook, and she's updating everybody every day at the health of this child and how good he is. And I'm thinking, well, the drug companies in the system aren't going to like that a boy that was originally in his condition has been brought back with simple cannabis oil and an organic diet to a great healthy condition and a much improved way of living. They're obviously not going to like that, are they? And so that's another factor to put into play here, because so many people are watching this case before he was snatched, and they're watching this boy just become this incredible new person on the cannabis oil, and they're watching the seizures disappear. They're watching his health grow and grow each day, and this is not a good reflection to the old drug companies and the old GMO companies and their powdered formulas and their old system. They're not going to like it at all. So it's kind of like almost they want to shut this family up as well. You know, because Chase is a reflection of what can be done with a healthy diet and cannabis oil. It also shows clearly what cannabis oil, the power of this oil, what it can do.
It's an attack. This is an attack on natural living.
It is. That's what it is.
Anybody, I don't care if you're pro-vax, anti-vax, if you vaccinated your children or not, that doesn't matter in this case. It's about people that see a chiropractor, see a naturopath, see a massage therapist. All those people now, that when they use something, a natural ointment or whatever, you know, instead of using one from the pharmacy, you know, you use a natural one. All those people that ever use anything like that, every time they use that stuff, they have to think about that this is the attack on that. That's what it is. It's an attack on natural remedies. It has nothing to do with vaccines or no vaccines and all that stuff. It's about the medicinal cannabis being a natural product that works, and they can't have it. It's about organic food working, making you a better, healthier person, and it can't have it because they need to use you. You know, as you said, it's Monsanto with the GMOs, and it's money, and it's people, and it's companies have massive influences. The banks and everybody is invested. The politicians are all invested in it.
There's not many people doing what Cindy's doing, the mum. I mean, there's not a lot of people looking after children like this who are trialing cannabis oil and this kind of diet and going at the system in such a way that she does, and having such a massive following on social media. This is a humongous following that she's got, and now it's quadrupled. It's getting bigger, and you know, these people are seeing what's happening to this little boy Chase. I mean, the miraculous change.
Facebook has been absolutely horrible censoring this story. For example, what I know from my personal experience is that I'm friends with Sinai and Mark and Graham and all these people for months and months and months, you know, like sometimes years. And I always get notifications when they go live. Not a worry. From Friday night, all of a sudden, my notification stopped. For Graham, for Sinai, for Mark, they stopped. And I'm trying to do a live blog here, So somebody would have, you know, I don't believe that's coincidence.
No, and Facebook is censoring.
So I need other people to tell me, oh, Graham is live, so I can go and find it by hand. And sometimes it doesn't even show up on his feed for me.
Yeah, yeah, we're all getting that. Live.
And it's just, that's what we're looking at here. Like, we're actually getting censored while we're actually trying to fight this. And we've still got this massive, massive movement where, you know, my initial post about the blog has been shared like 900 and something times now. It's still going, and I'm still sharing it all over Twitter and Facebook constantly because it's still live and it's still going, and it's not going to stop until Chase is home. That's when I'll stop. When I get pictures of Chase in the arms with his parents and this is over, that's when that blog will stop. Until then, this blog will be updated every time there's something to update it with.
We're still waiting on the cowardly, gutless media to get off their asses and actually try as best they can to do some actual real reporting in regards to this and stop with the anti-vaxxer nonsense, you know.
Yeah,
but if we can get some bigger media on this story and just to try and report the truth for once in their goddamn lives, that will help us. But at the moment, we have to do the job for them because they're cowards and they're gutless. And they've only smeared this family because that's what they do. They smear people.
And I can tell you, cross my heart, you know, like I'm sitting here swearing on everything I love in the world that everything that goes on this blog is the truth, and as far as I know, is the truth at that time. And I mean, I'm just posting stuff from people, what people saying in Facebook Lives. And if I post stuff like about the doctor, I'll write there that it's unconfirmed stuff, but I'm still posting it. I'm not starting any rumors. I'm not trying to, which is also happening. You know, now is where people, you know, like read into it. Everybody's tired. People are stressing, and then stupid mistakes get made. People misunderstand each other, and things get said. And that causes all this trouble, and it has to be, you know, stopped then in its tracks. And so we're fighting all this stuff at the same time, and we've got, and at the same time, everybody's trying to do the right thing for Chase. That's the bottom line.
We're in a war. We're in a war in this country, in Australia. We're in an absolute war under heavy artillery at the moment. You know, there's a whole bunch of us, and we're trying our hardest to do the best we can, and we need as much help as possible, because now we're getting into medical kidnapping in this country, and it's just going from bad to worse. And you know, we're doing the best we can with, I'm doing the best I can. You know, I have a family. You got a family, Bernie. You know, we don't make anything from this. I don't make any money from this. I'm trying my best. I fund everything that I do myself. And I'm just trying to get, I think there's been like 100,000 hits on my website on Kraz Files over the last week, and more to come. We're getting a lot of interest international. We're trying to get onto big websites like Natural News, InfoWars, around the big medical sites around the world. Anyone who will pick this up so they can share it and show people what's going on here. We want to show the world what's happening here, but, you know, we're doing
and the I best can tell you as well.
We can for sure. You know, we're stretched.
I use my money obviously to fund my website, but I don't, the same. I don't use any of the money to buy me anything except pay for the website. Obviously,
I get
some money from Google Ads, which is not much.
Yeah.
But with the traffic I'm getting, you know, over the last few days, I do get more than usual. And I'll be paying for my website when I get this money in, and whatever is left after this month is going straight into Sinai and Mike's account, because it's their money as far as I'm concerned. You know, I'm not in this to make any money. I mean, spread information and
make sure
people get the right information, and people need to understand, you know, and that's why I'm trying to do this blog, because you can actually scroll through and see everything.
That's right. You know, Your Truth Library blog is the best I've seen. I mean, it's a fantastic. You've really knocked it out of the park. You've done a great job, my friend. I couldn't have done it without you. You know, you've put all that up in one post. That's a hell of an effort for people. It's a live, pretty much update on your website, truthlibrary.info. It's on Kraz Files as well. I'm just going off what you're posting. I'm checking your info. You send me messages on Facebook when you get anything new. what Graham's putting up, anything we get goes up there. We're just trying to get that out for people. As I said, a lot of our listeners overseas might not be on Facebook, and they're going to be able to watch those pasted videos onto the websites as well, and just have a little bit of a look at what's going on and fill them in a bit as well, because there's not much of a media presence in regards to this. I hope it's more and it gets more positive. There was the Daily Mail and some Nine News propaganda, but they're always nasty and vindictive in the way they act, in their wording, in a way, you know. You can catch it if you look at it closely. But we are just on here, we're down here on the ground, just getting stuff as it's happening, live updates, videos, whatever we can get from the family themselves, from people who know what's going on. As you said, the court case is tomorrow, so we'll try to keep everybody updated as best
and I try to be as well, because I do, you know, I've got Sinai and Mike's numbers. I can call them. I try not to do it too much because they've got enough going on as it is. But when stuff hits the fan and people start spreading rumors that I think are not true, I call them and I make sure that people know the truth, and then I speak with them. I would, you know, like I know that they support me in supporting them with Chase, but you know, like rumors get spread and then, you know, the truth needs to come out, and I'm trying to do that as well, so to squash all the rumors from starting up and creating, you know, like these sidetrack things that we don't need. Everybody's just on one job here, and it is to get Chase home as soon as possible.
Doing a different job. Everyone's doing something different.
Yeah. And I don't believe anybody that's in this, you know, except for maybe a couple of trolls, everybody's doing what they can and what they feel is right to get him home. If it's sharing a post, I mean, and that's the bottom line, just sharing a post on Facebook, just emailing your family, if you're not on Facebook, you know, with this story, just making people aware of what's actually going on. Because if people just read the newspapers, they're just going to skim past it and not actually ever get the real story, and not actually understand how critically important it is that we stop this in its tracks, because it's, as you said before, it's the start of something very sinister and dark in Australia, and it can lead to, you know, for everybody. It could be in 10 years that, you know, like, you know, you just get forced into treatment constantly. And it's just, it could be adults and it could be children, and if you don't do it, you're going to prison. That's the president that's being...
No, it's on dangerous ground. We are on dangerous ground in this country. And you know, it's absolutely disgusting. That's why I said the general public and the fence sitters don't buy into the propaganda and the troll propaganda. You know, and this is a family who've had their child taken. This is wrong. There's no place like home, Bernie. This little guy needs to go home with his mum and his dad. He needs to be at home. He needs to be at home immediately. This cannot stand. It is absolutely sickening and unacceptable in every possible sense of that word. This needs to stop now. This is absolute nonsense. It's ridiculous. You know, we need to end this. So, you know, everybody's doing their best they can. And I think it's only going to grow, Bernie. It's only going to grow. It's spreading all over the world. And we are shaming these people. We're going to shame this government. We're going to shame everybody involved here who did this. You know? So they better beware.
And you know, like there are certain people that should be very, very worried, because what they're doing is criminal. And if we ever get so far that the people actually start realizing what's going on, then it will change, and these people are liable, and they will be held accountable, because certain people are just absolutely, you know, showing their real evil faces here, just for money, probably. That's the bottom line. But I reckon we do another one soon. Then we got some more news. Hopefully good news.
Yeah, let's keep in contact, and we'll do one next week if you're available, if we need to. We'll have a look. You know, it's only Monday, so let's. A lot's going to happen this week. So let's keep in contact. And if we need to do another one this week or next week, we will. I'll check if you're around. We can make it half an hour, what do we have, just to do an update and let people know. But I'm here if you're available. So if you feel like you want to come on, I'm here weeknights from 8, just like tonight. So you just let me know, and we'll plug in and get this info out.
Well, let's see what happens. And hopefully we can do one very shortly where we just quickly talk about how Chase came home. because that's a.
I hope so. We need to stay positive. Positivity is so important. So if thousands, hundreds of thousands of people get involved here and you have that positive mindset, we can make change just like that.
Yep.
But it's going out there. It can't be stopped now. It's going to be huge. And we are going to expose what's going on here. And this is great, but I'm very excited here as well because, we have had a massive response here, and this shows that people do care, and we don't want that in this country. We don't want snatchings in this country for any reason whatsoever. This is crazy. You can't have these people coming into your house at night and taking your kids like this, based on nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, not just based on some doctor, which another doctor then says is not true, and it still gets taken.
No, this
under,
is madness.
Under force. It's absolute madness. So what we're dealing with. But let's just leave it at that. And I hope that everybody that's listening, go to the Truth Library, find a hashtag #IStandWithChase, look it up, support us, share the stuff, share the petition, share the Amber Alert poster, share, and make people aware all over the world, and hopefully we can make something change, because this little boy deserves change, and I think that he can be a part of something way bigger than we can even imagine at this point.
Everybody just wants him home. I want him back with his mum and his dad, where he belongs. In his own bed. This is terrible. We need to get this done as quickly as possible. We can't have this.
Especially because he's actually a critical danger.
He needs to be at home, and they know how to look after him, and they also know how to communicate with him properly. Yeah. He's in an alien environment now with strangers. This is bad. This is not good for anybody who needs treatment as well. It's a psychological thing as well here, and he needs to be with them. Nobody knows how to take better care for this little boy than his own mum and dad. And his siblings and his relatives and friends. So we need to get him back. Quick, Bernie, quick. Can't let this stand, mate. Every minute exactly the clock ticks. This is exactly danger.
And that's what we're doing. All right. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for your time.
No worries, mate. See you, mate. Bye.
Close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times. And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Wake up, honey.